Thanks for joining us at the Business Growth Cafe, where each week we select from a menu of topics for a focused discussion with an industry expert to provide insights that can impact your business's growth. With your host, Angelo Ponzi.
Hi, I'm Angelo Ponzi, your host here at the Business Growth Cafe, and thank you for joining us. The gig economy. Now, you've heard that phrase somewhere along the way. And it's described really as the labor market characterized by the prevalence of short-term contracts or freelancer work as opposed to permanent jobs. Now, you've read about this in blogs and news stories and on the lips of many of us working in the workforce, including myself. Now, if you've been listening to the show, you know my day job. I am a fractional CMO. I work with various companies as a fractional or on an interim basis, as a C-suite executive focusing on the strategic and business growth issues. My guest today is Matt Spooner, Fractional Chief Development Officer at GigX, the world's number one fractional CXO directory. And find fractional C-level executives all over the globe. Most importantly is the fractional CMO sitting right here, because I am a member of GigX. Matt, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
Now, before we start, I want to read this from your LinkedIn page. I think it puts things in perspective. So here we go. Hiring a full-time staff of C-level executives is expensive. For many small to mid-sized companies, it's not just in the budget. Hiring a fractional CXO is a more affordable, highly effective way to grow your business. In expanding the gig economy, it's increasingly common for companies of all sizes to hire a fractional COO, CFO, CMO, or other leaders. When you hire a fractional executive, you get 100% of their know-how, their experience, and network from day one. Get the benefits of a seasoned CXO for a fraction of the cost. And that last statement there of you get the 100% of their know-how, their experience, and their network from day one, I think is extremely important when it comes to thinking about the benefits of a fractional CMO.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because the value of the fractional executive is literally built into the name of what that type of independent role is focused on, mm-hmm. right? You know it serving as a fractional CMO, but ultimately you're going into organizations, giving them a fraction of your time, which is what makes you a fractional executive. But that doesn't mean that those organizations that you're serving are getting anything less than the full extent of your expertise and your contacts and your value that right. you bring, right?
Right. So before we jump in and having you talk about yourself and GigX, how many times or how often do you have to explain that to people that are talking to you about using a fractional?
Nearly every day. I mean, it's a relatively new term across the spectrum of the C-suite. Fractional has been used for the last couple of decades in reference to CMOs, CFOs, CTOs, maybe even CIOs, but GigX actually democratizes that fractional space to speak to any number of different fractional roles that might be a little bit more obscure or even ones that you wouldn't traditionally think could serve fractionally, like HR or mm-hmm. operations, right? So we're describing what fractional is on a daily basis with people, but once they hear about it, they quickly have the uptake and they realize, oh, I've heard this somewhere before and I see the relevance.
Okay. So let's backtrack a bit. So why don't you tell me about, and the audience, about yourself and your relationship with GigX, and then let's talk about GigX in
sure.
general.
So my background is essentially in sales and business development in a variety of different industries. I got my start in my career in the nonprofit space, ultimately working as a fundraiser, mm-hmm. which is basically the nonprofit equivalent of being in sales,
sure.
right? And then parlayed that into a role in sales and business development in the for-profit sector. So I actually found out about GigX a year ago, met one of the co-founders, John Fox, through networking, and quickly realized that this was something that had legs, because my most recent role prior to GigX was working for an organization that did retained executive search, and I worked with a very unique population there. I worked with in-transition executives, mm-hmm. and it gave me a perspective of understanding that there are entire populations out there, just like the in-transition population, that would want to go fractional, would want to go independent, but don't quite necessarily know how to do that and how they would develop business as an independent, as a fractional executive. So to me, it seemed like they had caught lightning in a bottle, because really the GigX platform is built to drive leads and opportunities toward independent fractional executives.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you find that, and when you're talking to folks coming from the transitional world, that they say, oh, I want to be fractional. Mm-hmm. And I find sometimes when I get phone calls because people want to talk about it, part of it, when I'm talking to them, I kind of size them up to try to feel if they have the, I'll call it the mentality, to really go out and be a fractional person. Mm-hmm. Because if you're looking for a regular steady paycheck, this isn't it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I think that type of frank conversation with folks is important. There is a certain type of disposition and mentality that you need to build around, I think, any type of independent work, and clearly fractional work falls into that, right? So it can be peaks and valleys. There can be times of great abundance and times of, you know, relative thinness. So, you know, having people recognize that when you're out there as an independent, you're really a solopreneur. Mm-hmm. And you're developing your own business for yourself. And clearly there are going to be, you know, some great benefits, but also some challenges along the way. And so that's a good conversation to have with people. But I think that clearly there are a lot more people that would enter into that marketplace if there were tools like, you know, GigX and greater abundance for them to tap into and leverage as they grew their business.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I mean, I'm going into my sixth year. But I remember, you know, 6 years ago, it was like, okay, how do I promote this? So it was through my network, was going out, you know, shaking hands and kissing babies. And so looking for opportunities and tools, if you will, to help kind of broaden the, you know, cast a wider net.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just maybe people that I know, but really to have more exposure across the country, really.
Yeah. No, I couldn't agree with you more. And it's interesting, right? You're a CMO. Mm-hmm. And even you, in thinking about the specter of what it would take to grow your own independent consultancy, you still have a little bit of trepidation, right? Even as someone that, you know, has a great amount of knowledge as to how you can market products and services, right?
Right.
And now you're the product and service. So one of the benefits of getting involved in any type of tool that will help you as an independent leader, as a fractional leader, promote what you do, is that you as that leader have some sort of expertise, but that expertise will typically fall outside of the arena of business development, sales, and marketing of yourself. And so if you can identify these tools in the marketplace that help you communicate your brand, like a GigX, that will then give you lift that you would probably have a hard time achieving otherwise. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, before we get into GigX itself, mm-hmm. So you're in business development. Mm-hmm. So when you think about growing GigX, what keeps you up at night?
One of the big things is circling back to what we kind of started off with, is kind of the conflation of various independent type of opportunities out there in the marketplace. Because independent is really what fractional is a branch out of. You can serve as a fractional executive. You can serve as an interim executive. You can serve as a consultant. These things can sometimes be seen as equivalents of each other, but really they all have their own unique application, right? So even just to break it down, the consultant is going in for a very brief period of time for a project. You're going to be in and out probably within a matter of weeks. And you're not really part of a senior leadership team. You're really there to help with some strategic type of execution mm-hmm. or thinking. And it's a great role to have, but it's different than other roles. That's its unique proposition. The proposition of an interim leader is to, and you know, pardon the term, but it's almost being like a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. Your CFO left yesterday. Your CMO is out on maternity leave. You need to fill a gap at a high level for a very truncated period of time. You can bring in an interim leader. Very valuable role. But these two things are different than a fractional executive. A fractional executive is actually somebody that serves as part of the leadership team over a very long period of time, just on a part-time basis. So they all have their own unique application. The fractional executive is actually typically a budgetary solution for an issue. Mm-hmm. It might be a young organization. It might be a startup. It could be just an SMB in a smaller organization, or it could be a failing division of a much larger corporate entity. Either way, these are kind of, you know, these can be budgetary solutions when it comes to the fractional executive. So they all have their own place. And so that's kind of what keeps me up at night, is going back to your point of how do you describe what you do and what you promote. Ultimately, we're big fans at GigX of independent leadership. We just happen to focus more on that fractional space, which is the long-term part-time roles. And so what keeps me up at night is trying to help people understand the variations and the differences mm-hmm. between all these areas.
How many phone calls? I mean, so GigX is a directory, mm-hmm. right? So I can go there. You listeners can go there. Look me up. Hit CMO, and a bunch of us will pop up, and people can go through and make their own choices. How often do you get a phone call or somebody at GigX and say, "Hey, I need a fractional CMO. I'm looking at your offerings, but I'm really confused on how to go about this. Do you guys offer a consulting service or guidance if someone wants to have that kind of hand-holding through the process?"
Sure. Well, it's actually an interesting question. I'm glad you asked it, because it gives me the opportunity vis-a-vis GigX to differentiate it in the marketplace of other organizations that people may think are similar to a GigX. So because what you mentioned is true, GigX is a directory, that means that it functions completely differently than a staffing and recruiting firm mm-hmm. or search firm. Insofar as this, the organizations that are leveraging GigX to find our people and to use our directory, they don't reach out to GigX directly. We don't serve as the middle people in the process. And the benefit for the organizations is that they don't need to pay a large fee to engage in the platform. They can use it for free.
Right.
The great piece for the members on the site is that while those members are paying an annual subscription fee to be featured, A, the subscription fee is relatively low and very affordable. And B, because GigX isn't in the middle of the negotiation, we're not needing to mark up the talent or take a percentage of any deals that get done, et cetera. So the talent have the ability to negotiate on their own behalf with the organizations that reach out to them directly. So GigX sees itself as merely making the handshakes happen
right.
between these two parties and then kind of stepping out of the way.
And I think that's a real big differentiator mm-hmm. with other organizations that I belong with or know about. Mm-hmm. It's always about, I got to, you know, take a piece of the revenue that I might get and pass it off. And a lot of times, I'm not even negotiating. It's being negotiated on behalf of me.
Correct.
I mean, they're giving me some guidelines, but this is what we charge for this kind of a day rate. We're taking whatever, 6 or 8 or 10%. Mm-hmm. And kind of the negotiation's gone.
You
want the job, but you don't want the job.
Exactly. And clearly, I think that there are benefits with all these different services in the marketplace. GigX's stance is not that we are superior to others. It's just a different way to go about the model. And if you think about it, it's actually the inverse of the typical model, right? In the typical model, these organizations that have, you know, talent that they're quote-unquote representing in the marketplace, the organizations will pay them to then allow these firms to give them access to their talent pool. GigX actually works in the complete opposite direction. The talent pool actually pays us a modest subscription fee to be featured within the directory, and then we market that directory to organizations that we believe are most center of target to hire fractional workers and executives. And so it's actually, in some ways, the reverse of that model. Mm-hmm. So it's just mm-hmm. a different way to approach this sure. this whole kind of business proposition. But we found it to be, you know, energizing for the members on our site and also very intriguing for the organizations that are leveraging it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So another question I ask my guests is, what is the best business advice you've ever received and or given, if it's different?
Man, I love that question. And the reason why I love it is that it's so immediate to me. I think back to a role that I have. I lived and worked in Los Angeles for 15 years before moving here to Orange County. And my boss, when I was 25, told me after repeated meetings in his office where I would go in with an issue and asking him what the solution was for the issue. He would say, Matt, go back to your desk, spend half an hour, think of 2 to 3 potential solutions to this problem, and then come talk to me. Don't come in here and try to have me solve your problem for you. It's not my problem. This is your problem. I'm the CEO, but this is something that you need to help me help you solve. But ultimately, it's your issue. So that's something that I've passed down to every single direct report that I've had over the last 15 years since that point in time. It's been one of the most invaluable tools and lessons that I've learned in my professional career, for sure.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
One more question.
Mm-hmm.
If your journey as a business person, as an entrepreneur, a new business development person, was a book, what would the cover be? What would the title of that book be?
Wow. These are awesome questions, Angelo. Okay, so I'm a community guy. All of the roles that I've ever had in my career have all been ultimately about creating and contributing to community. So if I were to think of it on that level, I would maybe call it something like cheesy, like The Power of Love, right?
Okay.
Because when I think about convening people together in community, you're finding connection points with other individuals and you're connecting on a personal human level. And I feel like that's in part what we're doing with GigX. It's what I've done in all the other roles that I've ever held. It's generating that community, and community is powerful when there's love there, when there's a connection and a deep sense of belonging to each other. So that's what I would call it, probably The Power of Love.
All right. All right. Of course, Huey Lewis popped into my head as soon as you said that, and now
too.
I can't get the song out of my head. What was the spark? Now, I know John, and I think there's a couple others were the founders of GigX. What was the spark? Do you know what the spark was that they went, hey, we're going to put this directory together? Because it's, you know, if I had to put a whiteboard up and say, what's some ideas, the directory probably would not be the first on my list.
Mm-hmm. It's actually an awesome story. Like most things, this thing that we call GigX emanated from a very personal experience, right? So John Fox, as you just alluded to, had been serving for several months, if not, you know, well over a year as a fractional CMO, and saw how dynamic it was to work as a fractional executive, saw the growing gig economy, also saw statistics like 11,000 people retiring on a daily basis, but not necessarily having the ability to fully stop working, and realized that he had a leg up as a fractional CMO, just like you. He had the knowledge and ability of, you know, ultimately how to tell a story and really sell himself, but that there were arguably a lot of other people out there with deep functional expertise on a senior level that wouldn't know how to do that, but would want to serve independently if there were tools out there to help them. And so he said, well, why can't I replicate what I did for myself for an entire cadre of independent leaders who would enter into the space if only for a tool like GigX, right? So it really emanated from his story as serving as a fractional CMO and, you know, poof, snap of the fingers, clearly not that easy, but, you know, several, you know, months later, launch it with the co-founder and off to the races.
Well, that's so often how much great ideas and come to fruition and become businesses. I know I have a market research background. And I love, and you know, my thing is insights, brand, and plan. And I believe so much in insights, I actually started a research. I've actually started two research companies over the years. I was actually in the action sports industry for about 13 years.
Oh, cool.
With a company called BoardTrack, and we were the eminent providers of statistics in the industry for a very long time. My claim to fame, I had a lot of claim to fames in that one, but I mentioned in a book called Explanation is one of the game changers in the action sports industry, which was I'm really proud of, and it was really cool. But, you know, using insights is so important. Anyway, I'm going to go off on another podcast, and I won't do that right now. What has been the biggest challenge in growing GigX?
One of the biggest challenges, frankly, is that we see a target market clearly as being in transition senior-level executives who find themselves on the hamster wheel of being in and out of transition for the latter, you know, 10, 15 years of their career. And I experienced this a lot in my previous role where my mandate was to work within a population of nearly 10,000 executives, most of whom found us when they were in transition, mm-hmm. right? That population has a hard time investing in themselves. And even a modest membership fee into something like a GigX that could really throw off opportunities for them in a significant way is sometimes a challenge for them. So I think that's been a major hurdle, but one that we continue to tackle because we see how important that population is to reach and speak to. And we've started to make some headway in there. And I have a passion for working with that population as it is. And so do the co-founders of the firm or the platform. So it's just a community that we're continuing to invest in because we know that by and large, they can be a really meaningful part of the growth of the organization.
Well, I think it's so important because having really a foundation, to your point, right from the very beginning, a community to call upon. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a marketer, so I do a lot of marketing. But on the flip side, if somebody doesn't really understand marketing and they're in this role, is how do they go about, you know, making the community aware that they even exist? Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, we're down to the last couple minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, it went by really fast. So let's get in, tell people how they can reach you, and talk about GigX and how they can go find out more about GigX.
Sure. So I can be reached at mspooner@gigx.com. I'm easy to find on LinkedIn. And any messages directly to me at either of those avenues, glad to engage with your listeners about. And we continue to grow. We are, very excited about the direction of the organization and happy to engage with anyone in a conversation about being a part of this community that we're building.
Yeah, well, I'm excited about it. I've had several conversations with John over the last year, and I've written a blog for you guys, and I just know that, it's a great resource. I have a video on my site, and I was looking at my analytics the other day. I only put it on a couple months ago, and I've had like 23 or 25 views on mm-hmm. it. So I know it's driving traffic, and I know that everybody that goes there is going to pick me or pick anybody, frankly. But the fact is there are people going to it, and I think it's a great resource in what you guys are doing. And I encourage anybody who's thinking about getting into a fractional role. No more marketers, though. Just stay out of marketing.
Exactly.
But any yeah. other roles you want to get into, I think you should check it out at gigx.com.
Yeah. Right. Thank you so much. Yeah, exactly. Gigx.com. And appreciate that.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you for joining me at the cafe today. You can find out more about me, read my blogs, view my show videos, or sign up to receive more information at theponzigroup.com, or certainly connect with me on LinkedIn. And if your business is ready for growth and you need a CMO but not quite ready for a full-time person yet, connect with me. I'd welcome the opportunity to explore the benefits of using a fractional CMO, or go to gigx.com and check me out there, but don't look at anybody else. And lastly, please subscribe to this show. And if you're already a subscriber, I encourage you to invite others to join so they can benefit from this great content like we heard today with Matt and all the other guests that I've had. You can find out more there at thebusinessgrowthcafe.com, on my website, and certainly on any major podcast platform around the world. So join me next week for lunch at the Business Growth Cafe.
Thank you for listening to today's discussion at the Business Growth Cafe with your host, Angelo Ponzi. Take a moment to subscribe to this podcast and visit our website at www.businessgrowthcafe.com. Read Angelo Ponzi's blogs at www.theponzigroup.com.